bum ba bum.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse.
Forever let us hold our banner high, 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 high. Come along and sing a song and join the jamboree.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. We'll have fun, we'll meet new faces. We'll do things and we'll go places. All around the world we're marching.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back. What
every night for 11 and a half years, I've been saying who was on the show, right?
Right.
Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra.
Right.
For 11 and a half years, you've let me make this mistake and you never corrected me before tonight?
You have a finish for this? Or are you just
No, but you're saying that's not an orchestra. Why isn't it an orchestra? You haven't answered my question.
Oh. Well, it sounds better. Doc Severinsen and his orchestra rather than Doc Severinsen and his band. That sounds
well,
rinky.
Why did you say that? Why
that
do you
sings
keep saying,
Mickey Mouse.
Why do you keep saying it in a chintzy way? Go first class. If I say in the front of the show, the NBC Orchestra, people tune in expecting to see the NBC Orchestra. Now you're going to introduce a band, they'll think some people went home.
There are going to be some people going home. Very sure. Sit down. Get that Mickey Mouse outfit together and have them sit down. Horns up.
Some words are best not spoken, some things are best not said. But since this is your public execution, I think I'm gonna go right on ahead. Mailman brought your letter, babe, where you told me how you feel, and about the things he said he told you, and that is, I'm such a heel. Never be honest that to you I'd always lied. But he saw me take some other hide for a two-wheel pony ride. You at least might have asked me if the scene was really what it seemed. But like a queen ruled by her jester, your conclusions was his scheme.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. But something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek.
I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms, he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yella's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Valerie, please believe it never could work out. The time to make plans has passed and faded away. Starry eyes shiver. Then I look away. Too much for one day. One thing we share is an ideal of beauty. Treasure so rare that even devils might care. Your swimming pool eyes in sea breezes they flutter. The coconut tears heavy lips weighing palms at your feet. You're the pride of your street. While you worship the sun, summer love fun. Go number with neighbors who said that you'll go far. Maybe someday be a star, a fast mover like you, and your dreams will all come true. We'll be right back.
going, working. Woo! I might slip down, working, going.
Unless you do something, what can you do? You can protest at your PTA meeting. You can organize protests in the neighborhood, among other things in the neighborhood, to present those protests to the faculty or the teachers or the schools as the case may be. But remember the determination of those who want to see this new kind of science education program in this location. This will never depend on and that the materials are produced by those who love their country and love God. Who will never prove that the materials they use are not honored by communists or subversives. Who will never do anything but simply pour scorn on you for opposing sex education, sex program, and who will call you all kinds of names and all kinds of silly, resilience, or evil motives to those who oppose their purposes. Their relentless determination will succeed unless your determination to oppose them is your determination. You should oppose it because it's your job, your community, and your country.
Thank you. I saw no fault in the way I handled myself. Thunder flashes, aircraft grenades, the sound of riot at the height of the troubles here in Paris. A typical night during the past fortnight, one of the many nights that built into the worst crisis situation here in a decade.
Professor, this is the greatest discovery in all cat history. The mysis is done for, and Mighty Mouse is finished, ruined, geplopped.
Will you start making some sense? I got important things on my mind.
Okay, I will explain. You see this package what is under my arm?
Yes, yeah, so what?
So what? This is only the greatest invention since the time the cat started chasing the little mysis. Watch slowly while I uncover the mystery inside the package. There it is.
That's nothing but a beat-up old fruit. Come on, get out of here.
Oh, not so fast, my fine fellow. Oh, this is no ordinary fruit. I discovered this in a cave when I was exploring for catnip fossils. Oh, look at what it says there. Oh, read the inscription on the fruit.
This is the fruit that rid Hamelin Town of the rats.
You see? This is the answer to the whole mouse problem.
I don't get you, Professor.
Didn't your ginger mama ever tell you about our greatest hero of olden times, the Pied Piper?
You mean the guy that let all the rats out of the town with the flute?
Ah, that brain of yours is starting to work at last. Don't you see? If the flute will work on the big rats, then it will work even better on the little mices.
How do you work it, Professor?
Watch carefully, and I shall demonstrate.
It is an important and popular fact that things are not always what they seem. For instance, on the planet Earth, man had always assumed that he was more intelligent than dolphins because he had achieved so much. The wheel, New York, wars, and so on. But conversely, the dolphins believed themselves to be more intelligent than man for precisely the same reasons. Curiously enough, the dolphins had long known of the impending demolition of the Earth and had made many attempts to alert mankind to the danger. But most of their communications were interpreted as amusing attempts to punch footballs or whistle for titbits. So they eventually gave up and left the Earth by their own means shortly before the Vogons arrived. The last ever dolphin message was misinterpreted as a surprisingly sophisticated attempt to do a double backward somersault through a hoop whilst whistling the Star Spangled Banner. In fact, the message was this: so long and thanks for all the fish. In fact, there was only one species on the planet more intelligent than dolphins, and they spent a lot of their time in behavioral research laboratories running round inside wheels and mazes, conducting frighteningly elegant and subtle experiments on man.
Now, Mouseketeers, here's one thing we want you always to remember.
Come along and sing our song and join our family.
Through the years, we'll all be friends wherever we may be. Because we like you.
Yeah.